live in a beautiful state.
Yo! Yo! Hey, yeah, what are you doing? Come on!
Listen, Neo is in there, okay? He's gonna join us for the show today, so just sit in like the corner of the room. Make sure your phone is off too. We'll have a little small conversation. He gotta make a move, but he gave us some time. And then we'll talk a little bit about the interview afterwards, all right? Okay, now, come on. Don't be shy. Come on.
All right. This is Live BW, Season 7, log title, A Powerful 10-Minute Conversation with Neo. That sounds cool. Episode 173. This is my story. This is our story. Come on. Yeah, I think that's working.
Test, test, test.
There we go.
All right. Okay.
That's how you get to pay some big bucks.
Yeah. You figured that out quick, y'all. I was like, All right. You ready to get it to it?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get it.
Sounds good. All right. Well, this is Live BW. I'm sitting across from a genius right now, a musical genius. My guy, Neo.
Yes, yes.
What's going on, sir? What it do, bro? How you doing?
I'm good. Back in the city. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, man.
Happy to be back.
It's a good day, too. It feel good outside.
Indeed, indeed.
I know you probably like, this dude is confused. I got a hoodie on and some shorts, but
I originally live in Atlanta, and you'll get all four seasons in 24 hours up there, so I completely get the hoodie and shorts. I get it.
Yeah, amen. And if you really think about it, that's God's artwork right
indeed,
there.
Indeed, indeed.
So we got a lot to get to today in a little bit of time.
Yes, sir.
Of course, I have some questions that I've been wanting to pick your brain on for a long time. But we'll start with the album.
Yes, July the 15th, right? Brand new album entitled Self-Explanatory. It will be available July 15th. July 15th, we are not pushing that dang back no more, by the grace of God. Yes, July 15th, it'll be everywhere the music is downloaded, streamed, and all that. Mm. And you should make it a part of your life. You should.
Yeah, man. And we appreciate your contributions to the game.
Appreciate it.
You know, throughout your entire career. Looking forward to this album.
Yes, sir.
As well, because everything is like lit.
Indeed.
So we know you put time into it, but what does that time look like? What was the creative space behind this album?
So this album, first and foremost, this is the longest I've ever worked on an album. Period in my whole career, and primarily because of the pandemic, you know, that whole thing happening and threw a monkey wrench in everybody's situation, including mine. Mm-hmm. But another reason being, you know, I had to, and I hate to say it this way, but I had to kind of find myself again, if that makes any sense. Mm. It's like, you know, when I first got into the game, you know, it didn't look the way it looks now. It didn't sound the way it sounds now. You know what I'm saying? Things have changed, and I was really trying to figure out where I fit in this hip hop dominated. Hip hop kind of primarily hip hop, secondarily R&B type of situation that we in right now. And what I had to realize is that, man, at the end of the day, my job is to make music, my job is to make art, and that's the only real obligation that I have to this whole thing, is to be genuine and honest with my art and make it come from the heart and just do that. And if people buy it, cool. If they don't, cool. But at the end of the day, that shouldn't be my concern. My concern shouldn't be what radio station is going to play it when I'm in the studio creating it. It's just about going where your artistic integrity takes you and then letting the people that do that figure that out. Whereas I'm sitting wrecking my brain like, oh, man, it ain't rhythmic enough. Yeah, oh, man, it ain't urban enough.
The
and like, man, they hell with all that. Just do what feels good. And let the people to do that figure out where it's supposed to fall at. So I had to realize that, and that took a little time. But once I did, you know, I caught my stride, and then the pandemic hit. You know, so we slowed down again. But by the grace of God, everything is done now. Everything is ready to go. And I can honestly say, I think people are gonna enjoy this record. This album.
Definitely, and it's interesting because a lot of people of your caliber. Speak on like a stage of reinvention, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, would you say that's kind of
It has to happen. It has to happen.
Keeps you know what I mean? Forward.
It's you can't fall into, you know, like a time capsule. Yeah. You know, like the 2000s was my era, so I'm gonna just stay right there. You can't do that. You know, time is gonna move and the industry is gonna move, and if you ain't moving with it, it's gonna move without you.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying. So with that being said, but on the other side of that same card, you know, it's sad to me when I see an artist you know, of an artist of my season. You know what I'm saying? I'm 42 years good in here. Mm-hmm. It's when I see an artist of my season trying to adapt to what's happening right now. You know what I mean? It's like, you have to acknowledge what's happening right now, but you're not supposed to try to become it. Mm. You know what I mean? Because then you
still stay yourself.
Yeah, because now you're chasing. And mind you, that's a chase that you will forever chase, because trends are supposed to come and go. And if you're basing your artistry off that trend, when that trend goes, you go with it.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always been aware of that. You know, I have to pay attention. I have to acknowledge what's happening right now. I have to acknowledge the new lingo, acknowledge the new sound, you know, acknowledge the new way that things are done. But at the same time, I can't try to be that. I'm not 21 years old. Yeah. I'm not 19. You know what I'm saying? I'm not these cats. So I gotta make sure that I'm still being me while appreciating what's happening now at the same time.
Yeah, and that magic combination.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
You know, that's
oh, yeah.
what makes you you, you know?
It's a hard line to toe sometimes. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
It's tough, but that's
we figured it out, damn it.
You know, that's what makes you great. You know, and I think honestly, I'm pretty sure I said that on the air and to some degree about you. Which stay down.
Yes, sir.
Because I heard the, you know, the adaption to right now, but also I still felt Neo.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that not every artist can do, you know, so.
Man, I make music because I love it. I didn't get into this to be famous. I didn't get into this to make money. I mean, I thank God that I did.
That's a blessing. We'll
I have
take
children,
that, you know?
And they like to eat every day.
Yeah.
So. But that wasn't my motivating factor for being here. And I do this because I love it. I make music because I love it. And if you pull from that place, then you never get caught in the trend. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about the trend. A piano will never go out of style.
Mm-hmm.
A guitar will never go out of style. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
Like that
love
well never
go
dry.
Out of style. These are things that are staple. And as long as you're rocking in that area, you become a staple your damn self.
Yeah, that's really dope. And it's really inspiring and encouraging to hear that from you and thinking about your career in general. Like it makes so much sense now, you know?
indeed
so, and even looking back on the pandemic, like which I know you said it kind of slowed things down, but in a way I know for me personally it kind of felt like it sped things up too, because I was able to spend that time with myself, you know, with like the story that I'm trying to develop, you know what I mean? So did you have that same experience or
a lot of my pandemic time was spent fixing my marriage, man. Like right at the start of the pandemic, me and the wife decided we was gonna get a divorce, and primarily because we just got to that place where we just couldn't talk to each other no more. You know what I mean? It's like, mind you, I'm always gone. You know what I'm saying? I'm at home maybe a week out of a month, and then I'm on the road.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, it's issues that we had that were clearly issues, but it's like, all right, well, I'll holler at you when I get back in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I come back and then we squash it, or we put it behind us. But you know, it's only so much of that you can do before everything explodes.
Yeah.
So we decided we wanted to get a divorce. The pandemic happened, which forced everybody to go home and stay home.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the first couple weeks of that thing was lightweight war zone, because we're in this house together. We don't really like each other right now, but we're kind of forced to be there, you know. And it forced us to have them really uncomfortable conversations and finally just really talk about those things that we hadn't talked about and really air our grievances with each other. Like, but for real though, not in that way where you're considering the other person's feelings and let me not say this, let me throw the kid gloves on because I don't want to hurt no, all killer no filler. Here's what's wrong with you. Here's what I don't like about you. When you did this hurt my feelings, or whatever the case may be. We had to have those honest, real, genuine conversations, and it wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy. It took a good portion of the pandemic for us to finally get to the place where we realized that us loving each other is bigger than anything else. Literally any issue, any what this person said, what that person did, all of that. Us loving each other is bigger than that and better than that, and that's where we should always pull from. And now we're in a great place, man. Like that's my
that's
home
dope.
That's my homie again, you know. So
that's what's
it's
up.
A good thing. And mind you, you'll get a taste of all of this within the album.
I was just,
you
know, about to ask that. I bet it's an album.
As this whole thing is happening, I'm writing songs, you know. That's my therapy, you know. When I can't talk to nobody, or I can't talk to her, or I'm just in that place, I get in my pen, get in my pad, and just get it going. And a lot of those songs made the album. So yeah, you'll get a taste of it.
Artistic therapy, man.
Indeed.
That's what makes you, bro.
It's needed.
That's
mandatory.
That's what makes you. Yes, indeed, man. But thank you again for all that you've done.
Thanks
for being you, your artistic integrity, all of the above, bro.
Appreciate
Please don't
love.
Change for anybody. Thank you so much.
Couldn't if I wanted to.
You got it.
Self-explanatory. July 15th, go get that thing. Peace
yes,
and love.
Indeed. Neo, thank you, sir.
All love, brother.
It was quite a surprise to have Neo on the show. He's a multi-talented singer-songwriter who's won multiple Grammy Awards on top of tons of other awards after serving for decades in the entertainment industry, and serving well too. Like, his music feels great and has always felt great, but the greatest part of him is how good he feels to be around, how good he feels to hear speak, and how authentic he is to his approach to life and his approach to his story, and then, you know, of course, what we can learn from all of that. So let's unpack the interview, get all the gems we can, and send Neo our well wishes on the release of his upcoming album, Self-Explanatory. We'll do all of that on the other side, right here on Live BW. Hang out, baby. So it was only a 10-minute interview, but there was a lot to unpack from it. I specifically remember standing there after having our conversation. I'm just like, that really happened. And I took some time to kind of look at myself after the conversation and said, you know, well, I do feel different. And that's how you know that somebody poured into you. But we have to be ready to receive those moments, you know? And one of the first things that I was open to receiving was his smile. If you listen closely, there's a genuine, an authentic smile that Neo spoke to me with about his art, about his life, and about his growth. And behind that smile, you can kind of feel an acceptance that I think plays a big role in our growth in general. An acceptance of the path. Not the path, the past. Or the path. I mean, that works too. But an acceptance of what's behind us, an acceptance of those moments that made us who we are, those trying moments that we didn't think that we would make it through, those moments that we didn't make it through, you know, only to learn a lesson that in the end made us tougher. There's a sort of acceptance that we have to use to take an approach to life so that we can have an authentic appreciation for the present. And I think that when Neo walked into my studio, that's what I immediately felt. And again, if you listen closely to all 10 minutes of him talking, you can hear the corners of his mouth. You can feel the depth of the smile that was sharing those words. We carry excess weight when we hold on to the emotions that made the past tough for us. And while we're carrying that weight, it just acts as one big distraction to that authentic smile. Even with my life, there are certain things that I was focusing on accepting going into this summer, and I've already felt lighter, you know, just from having a cognizant focus on understanding yesterday so that I can prepare for the future and really taste the present. And I really like this article from Psychology Today from Dr. Abigail Brenner, who writes 5 reasons why it's important to let go of the past. I'll be sure to link this article in the episode description as well. But the 5 reasons are, number 1, the past is done. You can't change what happened, but you can change your reaction to it. Instead of thinking negatively about the past, your disappointment, your sadness, your struggle, to have something that is not meant to be yours, you can reframe your thoughts and feelings more positively to reflect lessons learned and wisdom gained, end quote. All of that was quote. I don't think I began the quote, but all of that was her words, not mine. Number 2 on her list, self-limiting beliefs prevents you from letting go. Quite simply, she writes, when you believe that what you're experiencing is the only choice you have and the only time you'll have it, you limit your potential to expand and grow. 3rd point, when you let go, you create space for something new to happen. I feel as though that's self-explanatory, no pun intended. Number 4, your past is not your identity. And I like what she wrote here. Your experiences reflect pieces of yourself. Things happen,
But the way they happen, their unique way of presenting themselves, is colored by each person individually. You place your own imprint on the way events occur. Your identity is as much a part of your tomorrows as it is your past. When you stay in the past, you prevent yourself from living in the present and living into your tomorrow. And how about this final one? Letting go is the cornerstone of change. And my favorite line here, some people live their life by just going through the motions. You will never know your own strength, your own courage, your own potential to live fully. When you refuse to let go, you are succumbing to fear of the unknown and fear of possible failure. When you won't let go, you prevent yourself from experiencing life in an expansive and abundant way. And I know that's a lot to take away from literally just the moment that Neo walked into the studio, but these were my thoughts when I saw him. And I think it's because of the energy that he brought in and the authenticity that he walked in with that spoke to me before he even opened his mouth. Something else that I appreciated was the clarity with which he talked about his art. Now, granted, these guys and girls and others, they do practice this. You know, they work with all types of PR specialists and experts who are able to get them to be able to recite information about the upcoming projects or their projects in general, to be able to recite it almost as if they are reading it. But see, I was watching him as he was saying, you know, as he was talking about his album. And I mean, just go back and play the tape again. There's a clarity with which he spoke that made me feel like you create better through a clear and authentic lens of yourself. And it kind of goes back to their first point of clearing some space in your mind by accepting your past so that you can have a clarity to approach your art or clarity to approach your work. He had a clear focus, and he even mentioned about how muddy things were during the period of time where he was having a hard time kind of connecting with himself and he was trying to work on the album. He mentioned that. He talked all about that. And he mentioned how big of a release it was to let go of all of that, all of those thoughts, all of those concerns, and just tapping into that authentic approach to who he is and to his love for music and to his love for his fans, and just allowing the art to flow, that artistic integrity, as he mentioned, just allowing it to just flow and really being fully present in his creative self. An unknown writer at artworkarchive.com, and I'm not saying that they're unknown, it's just I don't know them because their name isn't on here, but anyways, they actually posted about this. They posted meditations to ease the artist's mind. But the opening paragraph talks about how deep of a process it is to want to create something or to want to work, if you will, and mentions how making art can be therapeutic, but it is a bit of a struggle sometimes to get out of your own way or get out of your own head to open up your mind to be able to create. It talks about having a tension in the body and in the jaw, feeling the stress and all of that. And I love this quote right here. It says, mindfulness can help us relax and welcome some ease back into our lives. If I could go back and ask Neo, I would ask him if he practices some sort of meditation before going into the studio, because I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Because one of the things that I got from him as he was talking about his upcoming album, self-explanatory, is how valuable a clear mind and heart can really be to the things that we want to make, the places we want to go, and the people that we want to be. I really believe that his interview highlighted the ideal that you create better through a clear and authentic lens of yourself. Another takeaway from this interview, and something else that I really appreciated, was how transparent he was about his marriage. Now, for me, I'm unmarried, but I have had the privilege to be exposed to some great relationships in my life. I'm talking about couples who have been together for multiple decades and have been so gracious enough to let me into their relationship and into their household, even at a young age. I kind of grew up with people that were older than me. It's just, you probably like, oh, we figured that. But something that I hear often, or
common in all of those households is that none of them are void of any problems. They all got something. Everybody has something, you know. Some days are good, other days, you know, are other days. And I'm sure it's something we can get into later because there's a lot of science behind it, a lot of psychology behind it. It's just some days it's just not good days for some people. That's why we love those moments with our partners that you actually feel like both parties are having a good day. And then you just enjoy those moments together because you know that it doesn't last always. I really appreciated hearing him talk about how him and his wife, Crystal, how they were thinking about getting a divorce just before the pandemic. And then he spoke about how the pandemic shifted their mindsets to just kind of want to work things out. That time alone with just the two of them, how it kind of forced them to have some of those tough conversations that really honestly are love-saving conversations. But those conversations take so much courage and so much zeal that I would think that a lot of the couples that don't make it, they just didn't find the words to have those conversations. But when he was talking about that, he talked about how much it really meant to him, how much his marriage really meant to him, how much his wife really meant to him and their family, how much all of that really, really, really meant to him, and kind of how through conversation and of course through the pandemic and all of the thoughts that solitude provided, through all of that, they were able to dig and kind of uncover the true gem of their relationship. And I appreciate his transparency with that. Now, you know, I'm not a messy person, so I don't even want to get into the divorce and all of that. I do remember the stories that had popped up at the time, but it was interesting because I didn't even ask him about that, you know? But that's where I appreciate it. He opened up about it because I think maybe he sees a lesson in it that he wanted to share. So I appreciated it. You should rewind it. Now, my last point from today's interview and something that I really appreciate, well, I appreciate it all, but I'm going to hold on to this for literally the rest of my life, and that is you can't be afraid to reinvent yourself. In fact, according to Neo, it's necessary in order to sustain consistent success. Even when we look across several different business experts, if you will, business success stories, if you will, they have a knack for either reinventing their product or reinventing themselves, reinventing their brand or brands in order to speak the new language, because language is always going to change. Neo mentioned in his interview, or in our interview, I should say, that trends come and go. We all know that. That's what trends are. And a lot of my closest friends will tell you how, how uneasy that word trend makes me feel or how uneasy it feels for me to be trendy. Like I just, 9 times out of 10, if you know, if there is a trend that it's happening, I tend to swim the other direction. I just, that's just my natural inclination for whatever reason. I'm a little bit of a rebel, or a lot of bit of a rebel, just doing a little bit more understanding of it, if you will. But according to Neo, you shouldn't be afraid to adapt. And you also shouldn't be afraid to readapt when things change. I really appreciate it when he said that, or alluded to, having to understand the trends, but not necessarily becoming them, just understanding them so you can speak the language. And if we look at Neo's career, I mean, come on. The guy's been making music for a while. He's been behind a lot of different people. I mean, in fact, we actually can play a little bit of a game here, and it'll be like a tool to kind of just paint this picture. So there is something that the following artists have in common: Mary J. Blige, John Legend, Rihanna, Beyonce, King B, Beezus, all of that. Had to, I'm sorry. Mario, Juicy J, Chris Brown, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, Donny Osmond, Young Jeezy, Shaggy, T-Pain, Pitbull, 50 Cent, sorry, 50 Cent, Ghostface Killah, Jadakiss, Gucci, that's Gucci Mane, my bad, Gucci Mane, Dionne Warwick, Tim McGraw, yes, that Tim McGraw, Wale, the homie, Wiz Khalifa, Mack Wilds, French Montana, TLC, The Love King, Raheem Devon, The Gorgeous Estelle, The Loud DJ Khaled, I'm sorry, he's very loud, Jennifer Hudson, Kelly Rowland, Rosé, oh, that Rick Ross, Monica, I love Monica, Kanye West, Jasmine Sullivan, Michael Jackson, the legendary, the king, the whatever you want to call him, the goat, Michael Jackson, Ludacris, Fantasia, Lionel Richie, Fabulous. One of my favorite songs, by the way, is when them two work together for Make Me Better. Chrisette Michelle, New Kids on the Block, Jamie Foxx, Usher, The, Janet Jackson, Plies, Music Soul Child, Corbin Blue. I just wanted to say that name because I know you haven't heard it in a while. Jay-Z, of course, Jigga, come on. I mean, the list just goes on, but I just don't have time. Do you know what's with all those artists have in common? Is that they worked with Neo. Do you understand how many different languages that is for someone's artistic integrity to be able to agree with or to be able to speak in order to create these records? That's a lot, yo. But it speaks to that ability to reinvent himself. And I swear to you, when he was just literally a couple feet in front of me speaking of this, I was just like, it makes so much sense why you've been able or how you've been able to do this. That's a lot of time to tie together between all of these artists. I mean, I said names like Lionel Richie and Whitney Houston, and I didn't mention this person, but he worked with Young Blue too. Young Blue is like recent, like he's new, like within the last couple of months or so, or at least a year, you know. That's a talent. That's a work of art, and it's inspiring to see someone live the creed of how important it is to reinvent yourself. And I hope that is something that you felt as you were listening to the interview, that it's okay to reinvent yourself. Don't become the trend, but understand the trends so that you can speak the language and have this list of people that you've worked with that you have to scroll for years just to get through the entire list. I'm literally like halfway through. But don't worry, I'll post the article in the episode description. You know that, because I ain't gonna leave you hanging.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
All right, let's put a bow on this and we out. Number one, I encourage you to share this interview with someone you care about, as long as you felt something from it. It was a moment for me that, number one, was a surprise, but number two, I came away from this interview completely different than I went into it. And I've done a lot of interviews from a lot of different expansions of the entertainment industry, if you will. And the minute this was over, I texted my mom and said, this was my absolute favorite interview moment, I should say, of my career, because of what I felt while we were having this conversation. So I hope that you felt it as well. And I hope that you were able to get some information from it as well. And I hope that if that's true, you're able to share this with someone else so you can pass on the good news. The second thing, I want you to really tap into the passion with which he talked about his music and his art and how important it is to him, and really understand how important it is for us to support those artists that pour that much into their work. Now, especially in these times of like streaming and all of that, it's really simple to just go ahead and check out the album. Now, I guess it'd be tough now because it ain't out yet, but it comes out on July 15th. And you could do like I did. I just went ahead and already downloaded it or whatever. And the only reason I say that is because I want to be able to help lead a movement that celebrates artists that actually have something to say and actually have feeling in their music to pass on and lessons to pass on to others that can help us in our journeys. And I truly believe that not only does Neo's catalog already show that, but I think that this album coming out on the 15th, self-explanatory, I think that's going to be another project that can help us light our journeys. And lastly, he got a Twitter, okay? He got an Instagram. Send him some love, okay? Let him know that our family here is really proud of him. We're thankful for his work, and we're looking forward to what's around the corner. Not just with this album, but just the rest of his career as well. All right, I'm going to go down to the arcade. See you next time on Live BW. Yeah? Cora, you come wrap this up because you didn't say anything today.
Sometimes you are so bossy. Connect on Instagram and Twitter at BJamesLive. As always, thank you for joining us today. Be well.